This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The information age means everything is just a Google search away. News, services, tools, products, instructions, communities, and of course, media. The age of streaming gives us instant access to millions of songs and movies and TV shows, squeezing out video store chains, tiny art house cinemas, and traditional television channels, which once seeded and nurtured generations of classic film buffs. So where to find movies not on Netflix, Amazon, or Hulu, like the classic Godfather series from the 1970s?
This wasn't enough time, Michael. Wasn't enough time.
We'll get there, Pop. We'll get there.
Now listen, whoever comes to you with this Barzini meeting, he's a traitor. Don't forget that.
Todd VanderWerf is critic at large for Vox, who worries that classic movies, like this one, and the avid film buffs who love them may be one casualty of leaving physical media behind. Todd, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
It's great to be here.
The Godfather series, Casablanca, Citizen Kane, none of them on streaming services, but you can pay to rent them digitally. So your concern is not that they can't be found, but that people won't know what to look for?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird and complicated paradox to unpack, but it's one that, as I've talked to a lot of film scholars and a lot of film critics, they have expressed to me that this younger generation that's coming up certainly knows about, like, the recent movies or movies sort of from the last 10 years, but, like, you get beyond that and it's a little hazier, which was, you know, not true when I was coming up, which was not that long ago, or, you know, when they were coming up. So kind of the problem is, and the way I sort of express the paradox is, once you're already a classic film fan, there has never been a better time to be a classic film fan. You can get pretty much anything you want. You can get it digitally. You can buy it. You can rent it. You just can't stream it. But the problem is that because streaming is how a lot of younger consumers are getting their media nowadays, that means that when they go to Netflix or something, they are not necessarily seeing these classic films. And I always sort of talk about it in terms of, a lot of people remember, like, the video store. You'd go there and they'd have a classic section. It was often pretty meager. You know, if you went to a Blockbuster, it might have like 20 titles. But they were there, and, like, you could go and look at them, and, like, you get sort of a sense of, like, what the history was. And you don't really have anything analogous on Netflix or Hulu or something like Amazon.
So the surprise player in this story, Turner Classic Movies. This is a cable network that many people might associate with, you know, really old media and probably with old people. So who's watching TCM?
TCM doesn't have complete demographics because they're not Nielsen rated. They don't have commercials, so they don't need to get Nielsen ratings. But from surveys they've done, they actually have a younger audience than you might expect. Certainly it skews older than other channels, but they do have quite a few young people who watch, who are either sort of into the retro vintage look of it all, or are, you know, people who are serious film fans and interested in that. Now, certainly the network's audience is older than a lot of other networks, but I think to some degree that's to be expected. TCM is sort of looking at combating this sort of issue of, you know, our audience is old, the younger viewers aren't necessarily coming in. They've started their own streaming service, which is called Filmstruck. It's actually out right now. And they're doing that with the Criterion Collection, which is another really strong collector of old films, great films. And I've been playing around with it. I just love it. Right now, when I was last on there, they have a really nice collection of the films of Akira Kurosawa. He's the great Japanese director. They have nearly everything he's directed. I think the one they're missing is Ron, who's a King Lear remake. But they also have, you know, they have a really great musical called The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. The things they don't have, which are kind of staying on the TCM channel, are some of the older screwball comedies, some of the older westerns, and some of the older musicals. And that is going to be, I won't lie, that's going to be an impediment for some people. But I'm hopeful that as Filmstruck gains subscribers and gains attention, that they'll, you know, sort of start to shift some of that from the TV channel to the service.
So Filmstruck offers classic films curated for an individual user, but still a user's got to get there. How is this different than getting people to hop off of Netflix and look someplace else?
You know, I think that the buy-in that they're hoping for is some of these titles were on Hulu. They were kind of hidden away. They were not in a great place. I think the buy-in they're kind of hoping for is as we move toward, and this is going into a different region of the business entirely, but as we move toward a future where most everything is on streaming, these smaller streaming services are going to kind of get lumped in with the larger ones and bundles and packages. And I think they're sort of hoping to become the classic film streaming service. So right now, does it solve the problem immediately right now, November 2016? No. But, you know, November 2018, I think it may have really started to bear fruit.
Todd VanderWerf, critic at large for Vox, thank you.
You're welcome.
You can find a link to read Todd's article, The Age of Streaming is Killing Classic Film. Can Turner Classic Movies Be Its Salvation? The link is at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.